Richard Collier joins us on Sports Byline. What a story of determination and resiliency. He is the former NFL offensive tackle with the Jacksonville Jaguars, who was paralyzed in a September 2008 shooting. And he was shot and critically wounded in Jacksonville while in the passenger seat of a former Jaguar teammate's car. And he suffered 6 gunshot wounds, was left paralyzed from the waist down. Blood clot eventually forced amputation of his left leg above the knee. And Tyrone Hartsfield was convicted of that shooting, sentenced to life in prison. And he reportedly shot Collier in retaliation for a bar scuffle months earlier. Richard, one of the things that struck me is something that you said. You said that despite the hardships, that you feel blessed. Most people would not feel that way under the circumstances. Why do you feel that way?
I won't give someone their power over me and let them, you know, just have me angry all the time. I just hate being angry. And, you know, I just had to deal with it. I prayed about it, and I forgave him.
Most people would feel that they had something taken away from them, but yet you have said, I have a chance to be a better person in life in every aspect. Where does that come from in you?
Just being a positive person. I mean, I've always looked at the glass just half full, you know, rather than half empty. And, you know, life is so short. And I was so close to death that I really, you know, everything didn't matter. I just wanted to move forward. I attribute it to my family, you know, my faith in God and my family. You know, they were really there for me in my rehab, you know, physically and mentally. And, you know, just to see everybody just supporting me, it made me want to work harder, made me want to do a lot of things, you know, that I couldn't do. And I remember just, you know, when I first got hurt, I lost so much strength, you know, and I just always been used to being, like, strong, and I wanted to work hard, and I wanted to push myself and to show people that, you know, life isn't over for me because I'm still young. You know, I'm not even in my 30s yet, so I would have had a long time to go to be depressed. I just wanted to move forward. I set minor goals for myself, you know, periodically, and I try to attain them, and, you know, the small ones turn to big ones, and, you know, I just keep moving.
You know, one of the other things, too, Richard, that I've heard from my friends that have been challenged physically or emotionally or even mentally who have been professional athletes is the fact that the discipline that goes along with being a highly skilled athlete helps them when they have to face a challenge like this. Did you find it to be the same way?
Yeah, I think I did. I mean, I looked at everything, and it was so challenging. And, you know, football has always been a sport where I had to work really hard, you know, and I just looked at this as, you know, when I got hurt, all my rehab and everything, and even the mental part of it, I had to just, you know, work to get stronger in every aspect. And, you know, I take a lot of stuff from football and, you know, just apply it to my everyday life, you know, just, you know, work hard, have a good attitude, positive attitude, and, you know, just try to be a team player all the way around. And, you know, football, it really molded me. I took a lot of that strength and I applied it directly to, you know, me having an injury.
You did say, I still get sad, but that's life, that's normal, and I quickly snap out of it. I hate being down. I want to be a positive person. How long did it take you, and how did you work through it mentally and emotionally to get rid of the anger?
I had to talk about it. I sat in my room, and I was in the hospital for almost 5 months, and I sat in my room, and I did a lot of soul searching, man. I did a lot of soul searching, and I talked to people. I had a team chaplain from the Jaguars. He would come up and speak with me and fellowship with me. My family was always there when I had needed a shoulder to cry on. And everybody was just so supportive. And, it was a good thing that I had such a good, you know, strong family core for everything because it all worked out.
Another perspective that you've gotten is about disabled people, because you say people try to put disabled people in a corner. You can't do this. You can't do that. I am like, I'm going to go totally against the grain, and I will make it work. That perception, I guess, it was really a revelation to you, was it not? Because you were able-bodied at one point, and then all of a sudden you had to switch over to the other side, and you had that other perspective. What was that like the first time you had the perspective of understanding what disabled people are like?
I remember being in the hospital, and, you know, I was trying to lift some weights, like a 5-pound weight. And I was just like, man, you know, I can't even do it. It's so hard to do. And I just, you know, I look at everything now, how I was treated when I was up walking around and how I treated now. And people, they don't expect anything out of disabled people. They don't expect you to be able to do this, and you can only do this, and you can't do this. I mean, there's so many can'ts, and it's just so, I don't like to limit myself. I don't put myself in, you know, those categories. So I feel like I can do anything, you know, except for probably fly or something. But I feel like I can do anything, man. And, you know, with the strength of God, I just keep pushing forward.
I know you dropped close to 60 pounds when you were hospitalized, and you now lift weights 3 days a week at the rehab hospital, and you can even bench press 350 pounds. And I'm just wondering, tell me about how physically difficult and challenging it was for you in the early going.
It was very challenging. I mean, I couldn't even sit up on my own. You know, it took me a long time to develop those muscles. When I first got hurt, I was in the best shape of my life, and you know, I felt invincible physically. Like, I could do anything. I could run and jog miles without being tired and everything. So, you know, it was really hard. I just really struggled with a lot of things early on. You know, I couldn't sit up. I would get sick if I sat up too long. And I just had to gradually build myself into, you know, a person that I wanted to be. I couldn't even get out of the tub, you know, on my own when I first got hurt. So, I didn't want everybody helping me. I certainly didn't want my wife trying to, you know, she was my girlfriend at the time, but, you know, help me to move around and things. I wanted to do it all on my own. I wanted to feel like a man, and I just wanted to work hard to do that.
You also said that you get mad when people take their bodies for granted. Can you explain that a little bit further?
I mean, I see people all the time, you know, they sleep the day away, and they, you know, they don't want to get up, and they complain about doing this, and I don't want to do this, and you know, I just hear people all the time, oh, so this hurts, and oh, that hurts so bad. And I just, you know, I look at everything. You're so blessed, you know, with the body that you have. I even feel blessed. I mean, I know I'm very blessed. But to be up and able-bodied, you know, people, I wish I would have done more when I was up walking around. I mean, I play professional ball, so I worked out all the time. But I just felt like knowing that if this would have happened to me, I feel like I could have done even more because, I mean, you know, you don't miss this stuff. You really don't until it's gone. And I just get a little frustrated when I see people complaining and not just taking their bodies to the max.
I love what you said when you said, oh, my foot hurts. People will say that. I don't want to walk. And then you say, man, I'd kill for my foot to hurt.
Exactly. You know, I mean, people complain about this stuff. Be glad that you can, you know, walk. I mean, I look at a lot of people. You know, I saw a guy today. I was driving down the street, and he was in a wheelchair, and he had his left leg amputated right on the side of the road. I was at a red light, and, you know, he pushed the button, like, to walk, and he could stand up. And, you know, people might look at that guy like, oh, you know, what a sad story. He's, you know, in a chair. He's missing a leg. But I look at him like, man, even if I could just do that, I would be so grateful, you know, because he could still move his leg. He had an amputated leg, but, you know, he's taking advantage of what he has. And I just want people to, just open your eyes and realize that, you know, life can get much worse.
Richard Collier is with us. The former NFL offensive tackle was paralyzed in a September 2008 shooting. And I'll tell you what, when you talk about inspirational stories and positive attitudes, Richard Collier is a man that certainly reflects that. Richard, your football story is an interesting one as well. You got the opportunity to play. You're laughing because I think you know where I'm going with this. Tell everybody how you ultimately ended up in the National Football League, because at one time you were boxing groceries and working in stores and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I always joke, you know, I tell everybody who don't know my story, I say I got to the NFL, you know, on the back road. I kind of got in through the back door, but, you know, I was a guy who, you know, had a lot of talent in high school, and, you know, I didn't work hard on my grades, so I didn't get a scholarship to go to school anywhere because my grades were too bad. So when everybody else, in the fall, after my senior year, when they all went to college, I found a job at Walmart, you know, and I worked there, and, you know, I don't look at Walmart as a bad place because they have a lot of good things they do. You know, a lot of people make, you know, that's their source of income. I just felt out of place because, I mean, I'm like, at the time I was like 390, I was like 6'7", You know, I'm in the store. I'm a very intimidating looking guy working in produce. You know, and people who I saw, you know, every now and again, they would be, you know, like, you know, why aren't you playing ball? Why aren't you in school? And I was just, you know, really didn't have an answer. And I can remember it was a teacher in my high school. I was at an old high school game. I was, you know, out of high school now, but I just went back to the school. And someone asked me, why aren't you in school, Rich? And, you know, she bust out laughing. She's like, because he's working in produce and, you know, he's working at Walmart. And, you know, it really made me feel like, you know, I couldn't get mad at her because, you know, I knew that I could go further than what I was doing. So I just decided one day in the summer of 2002, I went to go register for school in Tyler Junior College. And I went there. I couldn't get in touch with – I wanted to play football, but I just really wanted to go to school most of all. So I wanted to talk to the coach to see about walking on to the team. I couldn't get in touch with him all summer. And the first day of registration, the woman – I was registered for classes, and I met a nice lady. And she asked me, did I play football? I said, no, ma'am, but, you know, I want to meet the coach. I want to have a chance to walk on. So she took me to the football office and introduced me to the head coach. Dale Carr was his name. And he was looking at me, you know, like he saw a good prize. And he, you know, I just said, you know, I've been out of football for 2 years now. I want to come back. I want to, you know, an opportunity to walk on the team and, you know, possibly help you guys out. And he was cool with it, and everything worked out. And I went out and I bust my butt, and, you know, in about a month, I was starting. I wanted to get drafted. I didn't think that I would get drafted, but I wanted to get drafted. It was a little hope that I'd get drafted late, and I didn't get drafted. You know, so Jacksonville calls, and they bring me in, you know, for a tryout and everything, and it all worked out pretty good, and I made the team, and I was one of three guys that were undrafted to make the team.
And just before I let you loose here, I know you recently got married, and you also accomplished one other thing. Tell everybody what that was briefly.
Well, I wanted to stand up. I wanted to actually walk down the aisle at my wedding, and I wanted to stand for the whole ceremony. I didn't want to sit in my chair. You know, I wanted to stand tall. I wanted to kiss my wife. That was a very, you know, a big goal for me. So, you know, when I proposed to her, I went to work, you know, and I got this brace made, RGO brace. It stabilizes your hips, you know, and kind of holds you up. You still have to have a lot of upper body strength because, you know, you have to hold your own body up. So, you know, I worked hard on that, man, and as the wedding got closer and closer, I worked out. I started out taking like two or three steps, and then the next day, I would take six or eight, and then I built it all the way up where I could take 100 steps. In a practice setting. So, you know, I did that, and when it came down to the wedding, I felt like it would have been kind of impossible for me to walk down the aisle because the aisle was like really long. But I said I at least want to stand. I want to stand the whole ceremony and be there when my wife walks down the aisle. I can look her out of the eye. You know, I can take the veil off of her. I can kiss her. And it all worked out perfectly. The day I did it, you know, I did a practice run in the room with the guys, my good guys at Hanger Prosthetic. They came, you know, to my hotel room and put the brace on me, helped me out, let me stand and, you know, do a little practice run. And I went out and, you know, I had a walker and I could stand up and I stood there the whole time. And it was such an emotional time for me because, you know, everything, it was a beautiful day anyway. You know, I see my wife coming down the aisle, and she was looking beautiful. And, you know, I worked so hard for my goals. And, you know, that was literally the best day of my life because, you know, I set a pretty high goal for myself, and, you know, I accomplished it. So,
and I loved your quote. I loved your quote. I had no idea the ceremony would last 45 minutes.
I didn't, man. I did not know. And I just, you know, because, you know, the day before you do the rehearsal, and, you know, we just did like a dry run. He was like, okay, I'm going to read here, and, you know, say, you know, a few scriptures, and, you know, you guys kiss and go down.
Richard, I want to thank you for sharing your story with us. Continued good health to you, and thank you for joining us on Sports Byline.
All right, thank you.
Richard Collier with us, the former NFL offensive tackle with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm Ron Barr. We've got you on Sports Byline.